In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted, pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Yep, you know what it is. We have First Class Sounds. It's DJ Scream, Big Bang, Baby J. What up, Kodak? What up, Shy Jones? And what up, Cashizzy, OG Shante? Did I forget anybody? I forgot myself.
Say about it. We are
DJ Scream. I'm here too. What's up? What's up? It's Big Fact Fridays. I look forward to Big Facts Fridays, man.
The gang's all here.
It's like therapy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I learn a lot from you all. Uh-oh. Hope y'all learn a little something from me from time to time. But I'll be learning.
For sure.
Feel like I'm getting wiser. What are we talking about today, though?
So I seen somebody on social media the other day. They was at this new restaurant in Atlanta, and they went out and took a picture of the bill. So my question to y'all was, y'all think that shit tacky when y'all see people post pictures of their bill for social media on Instagram and Twitter?
Is capping tacky? Did that cap?
I mean, I don't think that's capping. Like, they really.
How is it cap if you actually paid for the bill?
How you know it's their bill? Mm-hmm. How you know they ain't find a bill on the floor?
Or sometimes it'd be a whole group of people and they didn't pay for it themselves. I can't beat you like that.
No, I'm just saying, niggas do that type of shit.
I can't beat you like that, bro.
It's like the niggas taking pictures in front of cars that ain't theirs.
That happens a lot. Yeah.
It happens a fucking lot.
Yeah.
Next topic. Okay.
Okay, so my next question is, do you feel like you have to fall out with somebody in order to see what they've been holding in and how they really feel about you?
Falling out is the quickest way to see it. Because I don't fall out with a few niggas and like, damn, bro, you really feel like that?
Oh, that's just confusing me. What you do, force the fall out?
No, like, shit happen. Niggas have disagreements. But if at the first disagreement, you been like, man, you was a fuck nigga this whole time. I hated you. You got down. You're ugly. Your clothes look dirty. But you tell me all that shit.
Yeah, nigga saying all this shit over disagreement.
Yeah, like the first disagreement. Yeah. Like, damn, we couldn't. You ain't even try to settle this shit first. Mm. It wasn't no way we could mend this shit. Especially if it's over something small. If it's over some small shit and all that shit come out, yeah, my nigga, you felt like that the whole time. Mm. You was putting on the front the whole time.
Nah, you definitely, in a relationship, friendship, you definitely got to go through something. You got to test that relationship. Not sure. On purpose, but it got to be tested
Let it stand the test of time.
Yeah.
It's kind of like if you get in a boat or a canoe. Let's say you get in a canoe, and that canoe it ain't never been tested or no shit like that. The first time it go through a storm, that motherfucker going to sink.
Facts.
But if you goddamn get a canoe and it go through some shit, it hit a few rocks
and
in the water.
It's weathered and conditioned.
A few gators done hit the tail of that shit, and it's strong. When you go through some storm, you can go through a few storms. That motherfucker ain't never gonna sink because you know how strong that canoe is. That's the canoe you want to be in.
Facts. Mm-hmm. Little facts right there, Kodak.
Fischowski.
Big homie.
You gotta make it strong. So that's like a what don't kill you make it stronger type thing. Don't kill the relationship, make it stronger.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you got too many motives in friendships and relationships. So you never know. It's just like when your girl, like, coming up, when your girl or your homeboy got them, everything be cool till they touch a little money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Man, this nigga got a different walk. We just pour hair together, goddamn, sharing McDonald's meals and shit. Two nugget, half a hamburger, and goddamn some fries together.
They were dreaming about being that nigga the whole time.
Yeah, then soon as they get in position, I got a goddamn automatic turn to the work.
hey, bro, go get that shit over there, bro. Like, damn, man, they go like.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, yeah, that type shit. That,
they had, it was, I'm telling you, the vision was already in that person's head.
Nah.
And money made that vision.
That was
vision.
The plan all the time. And it's even worse when niggas do it for free.
Yeah. Nigga be goddamn awesome. I can't wait to goddamn show them, show the evening.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Shit, like, competition with
every nigga feel like
I swear
that.
I was just about to say that. You be thinking y'all niggas on the same team and he watching your stats.
Yeah, he in competition with
he
you.
He in competition with you. Why this nigga doing all this shit, man? I should be doing that. I should be that nigga. Whole yeah. time. Nigga, you think y'all working together?
Yeah.
He taking your assists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nah, it's just like goddamn nigga run in the building fast as hell. Lock the door, laughing. Ah, look at Barry, look at Barry. He stuck out there. But that shit on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that building on fire, you ain't even know it. Now you gotta run back out that motherfucker and run, right? Try to run up on me and get a ride. Nah, player. Go back in there and burn and turn to ashes.
Not in ashes.
Facts.
Turn to ashes.
Yeah, man.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, but I feel like if that is, if it was a light situation, which sometimes a lot of time it is, and right. they show you their colors after that light situation, that's not somebody, ain't no come back from that shit. Because I've had situations from where niggas done turned on me, where we trying to make some money, and them niggas turn on you for free.
Mm-hmm.
Like damn, like, if this is how you acting now, how would you have been, like, if we get to that situation where we making money together?
Now, do you think you can mend a relationship with a nigga you ain't get no money with or nothing?
For what?
But I
got another quote that I saw about what Black is just saying.
Let me finish this right quick, Jay.
Okay.
Don't cut me off, please. Do you think you could be friends with a nigga that was your main man, nigga, you can amend the friendship that went too far,
mm-hmm.
and what? Y'all niggas can't even get no money together? It ain't even no money. Y'all ain't never made no money, no net.
No, the thing is if I've never gained anything or benefited from fucking with you, then what the fuck could I lose from not fucking with you?
What am I rekindling?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You could.
No, I'm saying this gonna sound weird or fucked up, but it probably would be easier. Because y'all didn't have nothing involved in money and all
probably
that shit.
Probably easier to do it.
It'll probably be cool. To get back cool. You see it all the time in the projects. You see it all the time in the projects, bro. I'm telling you.
But what's the purpose of being there?
The purpose, cool. I feel you.
It depends on how y'all fell out.
I'm saying, you went both too far.
Both of y'all
went too far. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like we said, you don't went too far. You showed your true color, boy. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Can you come back from it?
Can you come back from it?
No. Yeah, for me, it ain't gonna matter if it's money or no money.
No, that's what I'm saying. But what if y'all actually, me and Screen, this shit go to $1 billion.
Mm-hmm.
And got none of these folks saying, man, y'all come on back and do this shit.
You better do the.
That's business.
I ain't gonna say Outkast. You better do the rock star group and just figure it out for business.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But you think y'all probably could still end up being back friends, though. I think.
Hey, man, we about to get this Rock the Mic tour going on. I don't give a fuck what niggas got going on.
No, that's all.
What you call it?
Cordial.
Yeah.
You could
that happen all the time
we're
in music.
Associates.
You know, when you see. Whatever, and then they say they just said Fuji's reunion tour. I'm like, this shit's so late, and we know that they all had their issues and shit.
Facts.
Like that. But they're gonna be cordial to go get this money.
Yeah, that's exactly. What I'm saying. But could you do it for nothing?
No.
What's the purpose?
Yeah, I don't like you, my nigga. We're not cool. Like if you expose your hand, and I see that you a fuck nigga, why would I want to be around you?
It's gonna be hard to do it for the money.
Definitely not doing it for free.
But what if it was like something where y'all just had like a major disagreement, and at that point when y'all finally talked about it, you saw where that person was coming from. You realized at that time y'all both were emotional.
That's cool, but still don't. But because of the major disagreement, don't disrespect me.
Yeah.
Like, they took something.
It don't matter. Fuck you. I'm standing on what I said.
But it's like years later.
Oh,
two lifetimes ago.
Just you know, y'all talk shit like. Most people, when they get mad and it's fuck you, you start talking shit. So if everybody
it's a different talk shit. Like fuck you, nigga, I'll do this, blah blah blah. But then it'd be like that petty. That's why you da 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 da. Oh, for real? You gonna go there, bro? I told you that. You ain't supposed to say that in front of all these people. You see what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
Like, go past
when
that
line. When they
try
to cut you, that's when you know.
Yeah,
like,
cut you. In front
of
you been want to do that.
Exactly.
What if, I'm just playing devil's advocate, what if you said something that they felt cut them?
Well, it's going to be a reaction to action. If you try to cut me, I'm going to cut you back.
Right, but what if you said something prior to that, or the fact that you even having this conversation in front of all of us, they took it as you being very disrespectful because y'all.
All right, that's what I'm saying.
Separate.
But for some free shit, that ain't even worth even discussing how we got there.
I'm dead.
If right, it ain't worth it.
Fuck
right.
Yeah.
It ain't no conversation to have. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Because I still feel whatever I said, if I said it first, if I said it second, if I said it last, I feel like that. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't
hold on, change. You ain't never said something you ain't mean?
Who?
You. I'm just saying, you might have said some shit and be like, man, nigga, I ain't really
mean to say. I might have said some shit that I shouldn't have said, didn't mean to say, but I meant it.
Yeah, niggas mean to say.
I might say some shit that I ain't mean to say, but I meant it.
I
shouldn't
have let it come out.
Yeah, I don't believe
but
it.
But I did, since it's out, I'm right. Not fucking yeah, backing up.
I don't believe
it.
Right. I don't believe that. I said some shit I say no shit that I don't mean, bro.
So you ain't never hit nobody on some, man, I shouldn't have said that type shit.
Shouldn't have said it and
I probably shouldn't have said it, but I meant it.
Okay. I feel what you're saying.
That's true.
Have we ever had to have that moment? I know I have. Like, man,
I shouldn't have said this out loud in front of people, but I'm fucking, again, standing on what the fuck I said.
Crazy,
and this is what I meant.
Yeah, the truth, though.
And take it how you want to take it.
No, I feel you.
I ain't even. But
I'm sorry I hurt your feelings.
I ain't even finna get to that point.
Say you did that with Shante. No, that's different. That's,
like,
again,
baby, I ain't mean to say that.
Yeah, husband and
but
wife.
But I meant it, though.
Say this shit. Think about this. Say you got them. You get into it with your partner, right? Oh, we always doing rappers. But you get into it with your partner. He make music. So y'all get into it bad. The cutting going on with your whack ass music, nigga, anyway. And that his music is his heart. He thinks that, man, Bank my partner. He posts my music.
That
he fuck
whack, bro. I meant it. You know,
but you weren't telling him it's whack all this time,
bro. I done told you. I might ain't told you, bro. You just whack here, but like, bro, try something else.
But I'm saying
this ain't it.
You only said that because he said
that's why, bro. I know nigga be like, fuck Bank. Cause I be like, bro, you look country as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
I don't care that because at the end of the day, I got you want me to vouch for it.
Yeah,
I gotta tell you, like, bro, let's get this shit together.
Mm-hmm.
I just have had better judgment of people music that I actually fuck with. So I ain't had to tell none of my partner shit away. If your shit away, I ain't finna put no effort in it anyway. Fuck you.
Mm.
Just cause you my partner. We cool, but you better got to write that shit for these young niggas or something.
Mm-hmm.
Folks ain't fucking with it. You see it?
Mm. I got you.
I don't know, you know where that shit wet though, man.
I don't think people know that shit. That's the problem. I don't put a lot of whack shit out. I thought it was it.
Yeah, you have.
Some people really like, to them, it's not whack because they like, damn, I really created
this. You think they know when other people think that shit whack?
Nah, some people don't.
You know when you drop it.
Some people don't. So one of your homeboys.
Man, y'all don't understand the rapper virus.
They feel like they're holding their nuts.
They right here feel like this is it. I'm telling you, this is it. And you can tell them it ain't it, but they once you got that music rapper virus, that shit is incurable most times.
Oh God.
Yeah, you can't.
Especially if you don't see this is the problem. If you don't see somebody in your city or close to you making the music, you feel like you can just make it because you know them. It shouldn't be that way.
Back to the same thing. Like, why niggas feel like they got to just do one thing to get the money, though?
Because that's the most glamorous thing to them.
Bro, these niggas flexing. Who do all these critic niggas and all these shit? These niggas putting on.
Yeah, now they are.
But look at it.
Him 500.
All the niggas like that. Earn your leisures.
But look, bro.
My boy, Trapper. Got the Aristotle.
These niggas going to get that money, Wall Street Trapper. Salute to all them. They getting the money, right? But it ain't nothing more powerful and influential than a motherfucking rapper. Them niggas, I ain't gonna say they all.
Dave always say this shit, but he be like, man, these niggas want to talk to the nigga with the mic in there.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He like, shit, I just be in the cut, man. These niggas want to talk to the nigga with the mic in there.
Exactly.
He want to talk to the bank. Bank gonna put you on my dick anyway, nigga, so don't even worry. Right, we together. Like, cause I'll be like, bro, go goddamn, tell them folk goddamn, or call such and such, tell them we gonna come up the other night, goddamn, get us a table. Mm. Like, bro, you gotta call them nigga, man. Them nigga wanna talk to the nigga with the mic in the hand.
It's the truth.
So that's why nigga, I guess that's why niggas wanna be that, but I don't know, bro. Y'all feel like money is more valuable than loyalty now.
It shouldn't be.
To some people it is. It shouldn't be. But I'm saying, in the society,
not to you.
Society, niggas turning in loyalty for money.
Yeah. All the time right now. Most people definitely.
The human being is at an all-time low price tag.
Yeah.
Just buy a human being real quick. Like, that shit is cheap.
So niggas just buy a nigga.
Just go buy a nigga. And it ain't even
But not a lot either.
Not even limited to Black people, I'm talking these about in the really, world.
Yeah, people really selling themselves for maybes too.
Mm.
Niggas hang around niggas for what he might do for me. That's the worst shit I ever seen happen. Like, you real a female.
Get a whole entourage around you.
Like, I want them niggas gonna be like, hey, what we doing? I got play. Like, you done had any play? Hey, man, don't call me no more. I ain't got time. I don't need no free friends. And all my friends get money together. Like, real shit. Like, everybody I talk to all day, every day, we get some money together, and then what you got going, and then we check on your wife and your family. Other than that, man, what are we talking for free for?
No, I feel you.
You having grandkids and shit now. Real shit.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
When the NBA championship is on the line, every pass, every shot, and every dribble is immediately, undeniably consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real. Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, real blood, and real tears.
Trust me, I know what it takes to bring home a championship ring.
The regular season is tough, but these games are a completely different level.
Now is the time when legacies are made.
The best team will bring home the Larry O'Brien Trophy and add their name to basketball history.
Will we see a battle between marquee franchises, or will we see a new champ be crowned?
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
These are the moments of unscripted, pure entertainment that only happen on the hardwood.
You've waited all season for this. It's time to take it to the next level. Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, niggas got to start understanding, bro, we not the same. We not kids no more.
Yeah.
So the same kiddie rules that applied in the hood and all that shit don't apply as a grown-ass man.
Got to progress.
Real shit, that shit don't even apply, bro.
You got to progress.
I just remember how stupid I used to think, like, back in the days as a young nigga just being in the trap and shit. Just, shit, 20 years ago, whatever, just, as an older young nigga, 22, 25, whatever. Niggas just used to think, like, when a nigga get a certain amount of money, he gonna be able to do whatever for everybody. That's impossible.
Can't feed a million.
That's impossible, bro. You can help the people who want to be helped.
Right.
Like, okay, I see this young nigga want to be a boxer. I don't give a fuck what he do. Call me, you gonna get it. That's some positive shit.
Trying to help yourself.
You get what I'm saying? That's some positive shit. Okay, cool. I see this nigga here say he want to be a rapper. If it's it, I'm gonna exaggerate my resources for you. But I see this nigga want to be a bum. I'm not going to give you that. I'm going to help you be a bum.
Right.
I'm not going to give you shit. You want to be a bum? I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you in whatever way you want to be
helped. And further your career.
Further your endeavors.
Help you be the best bum out here, man.
The best bum in the business.
The most talented in the business, man.
Undisputed bum of the century.
Real shit. Like, come on, man. How the fuck I'm gonna change your life when you ain't trying to change?
Niggas ain't got time to do that shit, man.
Hell no, nigga feel like, goddamn, if he do this, I be this. I said it before him, like.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's what niggas is missing. Accountability. Niggas is not accountable for their own life. They say, oh, I'm not where I want to be because such and such didn't do shit for me. Or because this how I grew up, this why I'm not where I'm supposed to be. Like on the man, last fuck episode, all that shit.
And if your bitch know you doing this type of nigga, how can she respect you and feel like you the man of the house? Mm-hmm. And not go fuck another nigga. Mm. She looking for a nigga who holding accountability at the end of the day.
Got to be.
No matter how much she like you, she see, but you ain't got no backbone. Goddamn, you waiting
making,
on another nigga.
You making
nigga.
Excuses?
Yeah, nah, you waiting
ain't
on another nigga.
Ain't checking her about her
ain't
shit.
No, yeah, ain't no like, way. Ain't no way.
Waiting on like another nigga you. To eat. Waiting oh, on God. Another nigga to eat. You don't eat till that nigga say you eat. I got off of Instagram one time, man.
See, these niggas be getting the wrong Cody Ho be playing green, see. I know my bitch know what dick pulling is and all that shit. She know it. They're like, man, that nigga ain't dick pulling up.
Yeah.
You know, like, real shit, bro. Like, so these niggas girl be right there with him, like on a nigga dick with him. Like,
oh,
both
shit.
Like, bro, hell nah. Oh, but I ain't
senior.
Going.
Tragic.
A two-seater.
In the middle, bro. I'm not going, bro. If it ain't my mix, right. If it ain't set out for Big Bank to be Big Bank, I'm not there. Yeah. I'm not goddamn punching up with no nigga goddamn. Hold on, baby. Hold on, get up. Oh, she lost. Bitch lost and shit. I'm trying to, hey. And them nigga pushing my weight. No, I'm not doing that, man.
Nah, she yeah. lost.
Nigga trying to push their way to goddamn. Man, come on, man.
Damn.
That shit crazy. But that's the world we in.
Bro, that's the world we in, bro. But they go like that. Like, man, niggas got to, niggas scared to wait mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. be what they going to be. Not wait, patience. Niggas scared to be be patient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the grind, that shit over with.
Damn, the grind over with?
Yeah. That shit over with. For it's some niggas, you got some hustlers, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, niggas
it's been passed down to certain niggas, but majority, it's over with.
They want instant gratification. They want that shit today.
Entitlement.
They want that shit today. They don't want to get it. They want the 10 million tomorrow. They want to get the 500 today.
Yeah.
That's what niggas at. Niggas ain't hustling no more, man. They don't want to wait to get the shit. They want it right now. Whatever they can get right now. And if it's nothing, they don't even want it.
Yeah, I got to start thinking out there. You got to think a little deeper because that's not a good place to be in. That's gonna create a lot of bullshit.
And they'll never see that. They the ones put them in that position.
Well, a lot of times the worst thing about that is that they do that shit. And then when that don't work out because they were impatient, they blame everybody else.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly what happened.
Yeah, that's
everybody else's fault.
That's the escape. Like, okay, I'm going to act like I'm with this nigga. Mm-hmm. So if my mm-hmm. shit don't go right, I got something to blame somebody on.
Because mm-hmm.
I ain't willing to take no chance. I don't give a fuck. It'll be me by myself.
Oh, God.
I'm going to figure this shit out for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck what it is.
Yeah.
Who?
Right.
Ain't waiting on nothing. I don't give a fuck how many goddamn billionaires, millionaires calling my phone. That's cool. What y'all got going? That's cool, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't finna get out the phone and give myself a speech what another nigga finna do for me.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still finna go on with my program. If a nigga add something to this shit, let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? But I'm finna go on with my program still, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Like a nigga stop what they doing, a nigga call you just be like, bro, I'ma sign you.
Mm-hmm.
So you just finna stop.
Everything you
wait on him to sign you. Just finna stop. Well, I'm finna get signed.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Fuck it all up.
Yeah, like.
They ain't even try to sign you, they're trying to get you out the way. But that's a whole nother conversation.
But then you get signed, but you just stop your motion. Like so many rappers be already having
facts.
Motion, then get signed
facts.
To another nigga, mm-hmm. and they shit just be like, damn.
What happened to you?
Bro, you were like, you were doing more before you signed.
No, but you know, the big problem with that is, again, what you're speaking, their goal was just to always, man, I'm trying to get signed. That's the goal. That's the end result. That's the end of the road for them. I'm trying to get signed. It ain't, I'm trying to be the biggest artist. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to go and put on for my hood. It's just, man, I'm trying to get signed.
Nah, it's that when a nigga do get signed, nigga want to act like he signed. So when that money go to goddamn, don't be what it pulled to been. Now you trying to act like it. Then you get a fear in your heart, like, damn, I'll let these people down. I'm really fucked up. Mm-hmm. And you get a sense of goddamn.
Now facade. You try to.
Yeah, you start facade. Fucking with a nigga. So yeah. A nigga goddamn really don't even believe in himself when you was better off being you.
Yeah.
Already, niggas were fucking with that.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as you start trying to step into an image, that's when that shit fuck up.
Yeah, you're right. You damn right.
Yeah, that's when that shit fuck up. Like, I hate, like, my partner, he said the other day, I was like, bro, you got to come to the Vulture shit, bro. I'm fucking with you, bro. Like, this is shit with managers, all kind of shit. Be it. Like, we creating shit. He like, I got to get my shit together. For what? What you mean? You ain't got no clothes? Like, what you ain't got that you got to get together? What are you, what right. you saying?
Yeah.
Like, nigga feel like, bro, I gotta get my shit together first. That's cap. You don't put a facade out there that you gotta live up to. I don't give a fuck, nigga. These niggas don't know nothing. I'm gonna get my hair cut. You know, I gotta cut it my hair self. I'm gonna put on my cleanest outfit and go in and still act like, well, what's happening? I'm still trying to make this shit happen.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you got a sense of insecurity because you know your situation.
Yeah.
And instead
you feel like it's all on your forehead.
Yeah, you feel like it's on your forehead instead of feeling like having a security that I'm finna fix my situation.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's the difference of it. That's how niggas go into depression and all that old shit, because they go to thinking like, everybody know her. Everybody ain't gonna fuck me. Everybody. Who? I'm fucking with me. But you're a fool if you can't sell yourself. I feel sorry for a nigga who can't sell himself. Everything with this shit we doing with this shit screen, we talked about this shit week in the first five episodes.
First 10 minutes.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying, like, but we talked about it every day. Like, every time we did an episode, we like, this finna be happening by 2021. They gonna happen then in 2022. We already planned. We already seen the vision. Niggas ain't having no vision.
But that's what I'm saying. We speaking bigger. Because I done sat down with artists. And I'm like, bro, what you trying to do? I'm just trying to get signed. Well, after you get signed, you know, that's when the work starts. Yeah, all that shit cool. I'm just trying to get signed and shit, because they give you some money and they push your music, right? I'm like, shit, they give you some money, but they ain't guaranteed that they're going to push your music or do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
You just another signature 9 times out of 10.
Like, everybody just got to get on their shit, bro.
But you just said the grind is dead.
Yeah, you got to get on your shit. What you care about?
But you just said the grind is dead. The grind ain't cool.
One thing about, bro, when niggas be, when you be out there doing what you do, sure, nigga doing this shit to feed his family. Because I had kids early, had a whole goddamn wife, all kind of shit early. So that was my motivation. But when I'm out there grinding, I'm still seeing, like, I'm finna buy me some whips. I'm finna do this. I got this already in my head, what I'm finna do, not what I need to do now. I'm thinking, like, shit, but by next summer, these niggas ass in trouble. You get what I'm saying?
You already planning it out.
I'm finna have my pieces ready. I'm gonna go get my bank piece, my black 7-8 piece that I went and got with the big link. Like niggas wearing today. I had that shit and got them 90 something. Me can bring my car out. By Edwood Day next year, I'm stunned.
Yeah.
We turned up. Have my bitch turned. Woo-woo. Niggas ain't sitting down. Wait.
You had a goal. Yeah. You had a plan and a goal. These motherfuckers living for today. Like Kodak said, is what can I do today? If that mean going to do some dumb shit so it can look good today, but I'll be fucked up tomorrow, they going to do whatever it
it's
takes.
It's social media.
For today. Oh, niggas, for sure.
Niggas got that goddamn bottom boy done ran out of money over there. You know, when you ain't posted, then why you can't start?
You can't start that shit.
The Instagram shit.
Even if you can keep it up, it don't even make sense. You never know. Like, just leave that shit to them niggas that want to do it.
Yeah, who making $1 million, $3-4 million a week. $2 million a week shows and shit, bro. Yeah. How you gonna compete with these niggas, man?
Yeah.
Impossible.
Yeah. How you gonna compete with these niggas? Like, a nigga might well stop. Certain niggas done already won the jury game. Like, them niggas done won. You might well get you a couple of pieces. Like, try to keep up with these niggas, boy, your ass gonna fuck it up.
It don't stop.
Try to keep up with a nigga like Gucci, Bird, goddamn, Baby and Future and all them niggas who buying that shit for real, but it ain't even slime. That shit a drop in the bucket. Them niggas don't care. Savage, all them niggas spend that shit, bro. You can't do that, King.
Not King.
You got 100 or 200,000 or $1 million. These folks working with some goddamn 20, 30, 100 million dollar shit, bro. Stop. Stop.
Don't even do it to yourself.
Stop, bro. It ain't, let them do that. It ain't.
This ain't
get
that.
Yours what look good on you. Don't try to goddamn, okay, damn, the riches, I gotta go buy me a rich. And the paddocks, I gotta go buy me a butt-down paddock. You trying to do everything these niggas doing, bro. You can't do that shit, bro.
That's not your league.
You can't do it.
You trying to ball in the wrong court.
Yeah, you can't do it, bro. This shit,
that hoop too big for you. That hoop too big for you. You balling on the wrong court.
All right, nigga forget
the air. Wouldn't a big hoop make it easier to make the basket?
Nah, the nigga don't know where to shoot.
Oh.
What?
That nigga don't know where to shoot.
That makes sense, Kodak.
a big ass hoop, but I'm ready to hit that. Yeah. That motherfucker too small.
Nah, the ball too big. Yeah.
Yeah, the ball too big, bro. Yeah, the ball too big. Nah, but
that do make more sense.
Niggas got to get on their shit, bro. And stay on it. Because at the end of the day, all you niggas don't understand, bro. These same niggas who I just named, I seen them niggas grind a long ass time.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Nobody knows.
All these niggas, huh?
We done said that shit before on Big Facts. If you know, it's one thing to see Future now, Pluto, right? But nigga, do you know Meathead? Exactly. You see what I'm saying? Sure. Like, it's one thing to see Thug, Slime. But nigga, do you know I came from nothing, Thug?
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, Jeff.
You know what I'm saying? Like, do you know that story? You feel what I'm saying? Like, people don't see that shit. They see the finished product. Oh, this nigga got fresh made music, got
he
high
fast. Nigga be like, he went up fast.
That's it. I'm like, yeah, do you even remember? Blah, blah, blah. Right. A nigga argued me down and I did this shit. No, you fuck you, nigga. First mixtape, Future Dirty. There ain't no guy. You making shit up. Go Google it, bro. There was a 1,000. There was music.
Man, I just played your voice on my shit. Yo, shout out to Big Bank. Then stop playing.
Yeah, stop playing.
Remember, stop playing on his first mixtape.
On the first one. So it's like, these niggas was working. Like, Pluto was working.
Facts.
Anybody that got something
back then,
out this city, you can't say.
A nigga steal.
No. Two Chainz, Waka. Gucci, everybody was working like a motherfucker. Including us. You know what I'm saying?
Success, though. They say it take 5-10 years to be an overnight success. Niggas never see that shit. They just think niggas just pop up.
I'm saying that if you think, and you could get lucky, because rappers can get lucky, right? I'm saying a rapper can get lucky. You can get.
Same one who got lucky.
If you're a rapper,
can we?
That's not.
Trinidad.
That one luck, where he at?
Nah, Trinidad.
Trinidad set straight.
He set for life, but not as a rapper, though.
He did other shit.
He doing a whole lot of shit.
I'm talking about the oops, I got a hit rapper that ain't around.
That's gonna stay, yeah. Who gonna stay? Name a nigga who got lucky and stayed.
Shit. Yeah, you hard, yeah. Well, if you get a hit, my nigga, that's. You can't really luck up on a hit.
Nah, but you got niggas to look up on
you.
I looked up on
you.
Can
fuck you can?
And be there, though. Like, I don't think that's look. That's what I'm saying.
You can look up on a hit. If you can't make a second hit, you lucked up on your hit.
But I'm saying
that's why I call it a wonder.
A nigga that made more than one hit, that's you got some talent. You made more than one hit.
If you made more than one hit, what I'm saying is
name a nigga who got lucky and still around though.
It don't exist. I say you can get lucky.
And still around in the rap game though.
If you made one hit, you kind of got lucky because you never made a second one.
No, I said make a nigga who made that one lucky hit.
One hit?
Lucky.
And is good off of one hit?
And still around being like
relevant?
Talked about.
Yeah. No. That ain't gonna happen. But you can get lucky.
Like anybody who really made it around, that nigga grind.
Some of them niggas in the 90s that had one hit is they made enough money that they're lucky.
Whoop, there it is. Nigga there.
You see, they said commercials.
They're
in commercials.
Yeah.
But your boy, salute to him, but I don't remember a second hit from the Baby Got Back nigga. Salute to you because I met
Sir
you,
Mix-a-Lot.
Sir Mix-a-Lot. I don't
He's
remember a second
CSI
hit.
Now. Don't play
That's what
him.
I'm saying. He getting money. He got lucky.
He ain't got no Mickey royalty.
I'm saying,
what you talking about?
A nigga who thinking they going to do it overnight and might fuck around and luck up and make a hit. What's the...
Look at Rich Boy. Throw some D's on that bitch.
I think Rich Boy could be wrong.
Rich Boy Rich still, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's not still a rapper, though. It can change your life. One hit can change your life.
That's what I'm saying.
One hit can change your life. Like,
it's like the lottery.
Yeah.
You get in that studio, and oops.
But
and it took 4 or 5 years
I'm going to redo it then.
Mm-hmm.
Name a nigga who made that one hit and then go on to do other shit but still tried to be a rapper that's still rapping.
Hurricane Chris.
What about him?
You said what?
You mean a nigga that had a huge hit and didn't do anything else, still tried to be a rapper and come back around and didn't make it?
Not didn't make it he and made it.
I think, but no, this is what I say about all these
Name
people.
Name one of them.
No, listen. This is what I say about it all of those one. People. Even shout to Chris. These people.
Because A-Bay-Bay was huge.
A-Bay-Bay was huge.
No, he had Halle Berry.
And he had Halle Berry.
Halle Berry.
He had 3 or 4 hits. So we can't
but y'all have been going through a lot of street shit, too, though.
He's been going through a lot of street shit.
That's different. I'm talking about name a nigga who had a hit song, one hit song.
Mm-hmm.
Let me Google this.
And he wanted to be a rapper afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
He lucked up and wanted to be a rapper afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
that still made it. Bruh, he ain't do nothing.
Bro was doing it until he killed his own cousin or brother, whatever. Salento was doing it.
What you mean? He was doing what?
He was making it.
You talking about off the Nae Nae nigga?
He was making money off that one song. True story.
Yeah.
Okay, break it down. Name maybe a I'm nigga not feeling it.
Who had one hit, growed into the future.
No, nobody, that ain't gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying.
Make a second hit. That's what I'm saying. You can get lucky and make one hit. We saying the same shit, just different ways. You can't even get to be Pluto because you didn't make the second hit. You only made one hit.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, we say the same shit.
Like,
that's what everybody's saying.
Yeah, like, yeah, like.
After 30 minutes.
But you can still.
But even had a lucrative career. Not you can, even you can stay. Pluto.
What you say lucrative rap career or
yes,
career?
Yes, lucrative crap rap career.
You can
crap rap career.
I get a crap career shirt.
Crap.
Yes. Crap rap. No, the some crap people game. Some people crap make game. A lot of money. Let me tell you how my shit started. I had the blessing of being Montel Jordan's tour DJ.
Damn.
He will make money off of this is how we do it forever. No matter what the fuck he do with the rest
how
of
the hell,
life.
How the hell? How? And he was the tour DJ.
No, I was the tour DJ. I said, Montel Jordan, this is how we do it, nigga. Mm-hmm. Last time I saw him on the way to Africa to do this is how we do it. He will always make money off of this.
Why
didn't he
take you with him?
I'm not with him. What you talking about, Jade? I'm just saying. Uh-huh. Like, okay, Juvie.
I'm gonna get mad.
Juvie had hits, right? Juvie has hits and good music.
Juvie as in Juvenile from Castle Records.
But he will always make money off of back that ass up. Yeah, you got
that different. That's when your business handle. Your business handle.
I'm bringing it. I'm bringing more
overseas.
To it.
That song. The song last album. I'm talking about name a nigga.
Wobble wobble wobble.
Who that?
Wobble wobble.
VIC.
I don't even know.
Wobble wobble wobble.
Tyga? Wobble. The wobble shit.
VIC.
Yeah.
Wobble baby. Wobble baby.
Wobble. Wobble, baby, wobble.
But I'm just saying that you can't make.
Get in there.
Yes.
Yeah. They play that shit at weddings and
that's
shit.
What I'm saying.
Cruising. There's plenty of them kind of heat. I'm talking about them are timeless.
Baby
I'm
showers.
Like, that's all I'm talking about. You can get lucky.
You know what I'm talking about. These niggas who get around them motherfucker, make a little song, they start going up, start acting like they got them out of here, and that shit, you don't see them no more.
Designer?
Yes.
Yeah. That's Bingo. A good example.
Designer?
Yes.
That's a good example.
Yeah, what did he?
That nigga knew better trying to be Pluto, though.
He definitely knew better. Definitely.
He knew
definitely
better.
Definitely.
He got lucky for that moment.
For that moment.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was hard.
I thought it was Pluto.
I thought it was.
Glad I didn't have his number. I'm going to text him at the top. Like, this shit
damn,
hard.
I really thought that was Future Sound.
Everybody did.
Watch.
I don't know, but you can
get. Basically, what I'm saying all that to say, bro, if you don't grind, that shit ain't going to add up to that. Because ain't no telling. Them niggas with the wobble made them one song. They probably grind all the way up to make that one bullshit ass song. To make it last forever.
Not that bullshit ass song.
You get what I'm saying? Like, he probably grind like 30 years to make that one hit.
Maybe.
I'm talking about a nigga who just go in the booth, make
what,
a hit.
What about the niggas that be in interviews? That was my first song I ever recorded.
Who said
it
that?
It went crazy. It's happened. I've seen it.
That's like, my first song I ever recorded.
That's what I'm saying.
My personal only song. That tried out my only first song ever recorded.
And you
ever.
Nailed it the first time. Now, I wouldn't
you
say
mean
you
like
got
a solo song by yourself?
Yeah, solo.
Oh, okay.
Niggas first don't me hooks and all kind of shit. Yeah, but song that I recorded and I'm finna put this out.
Like, oh, because I was going to say you had Spoil You.
That
you
ain't
had
my song.
Fucking...
Song though. I'm talking my song. When I started saying I'm finna have a rap career, I'm finna be a rapper.
As Big
I went in there and recorded a song.
Okay, yeah,
rapper
yeah,
as Big
yeah,
Bang.
Yeah.
It was tried out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
Like, I've been on a whole bunch of shit, talking shit and trying to, you know, find my lane. Y'all know what I'm saying, bro. That shit, I don't give a fuck. Name a nigga. Only niggas who get that kind of money is a nigga who scratch off a lottery, bro. Real yeah. Luck.
Man, getting that
grind
hit record,
ain't luck,
getting that hit record is like scratching the lottery, though. You just said your first time you went and made a record, you made a hit. Some niggas do that. And they don't know how to make the second and third and fourth hit because they forgot how they made the first one. They was just doing that shit. They get caught up in the lifestyle, all the bullshit and all that shit. They don't even know how to focus to make no more good music. A lot of people's second albums or second songs be way worse than their first shits. I'm just saying.
Rap can
be something like the lottery. It can be.
Oh,
I'm
nah,
not saying it is.
About that, though.
It can be
it
something like
it depends on
lottery.
If you get that hit and get your team right around you.
Get
you
your business right.
But yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to make the point of most of the time, if your ass ain't grind, that shit don't add up. Yeah, shit.
And that, and please,
every nigga I see get in the easy way, or a nigga done stamped me, got in on a stamp or some shit, that shit don't usually be facts. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As far as longevity, them stamps is useless.
That shit don't be longevity. Shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But you come in there motherfucking grind like the young nigga, like bro, who's up here? From Detroit.
Vezo.
He was like, bro, I could have been, and he could have. I've been knowing this nigga. Mm-hmm. He could have been had features from all these niggas. But it's like, shit, it ain't time. Me to put out no project with no goddamn big old A-list artist. Mm-hmm. It gonna look like, shit, a nigga just carried me in this bitch. Mm-hmm. I want to work for my shit.
Right.
Yeah. That's what's missing from this shit.
And going, like, you talking about the stand shit, going back to the designer, he had the big Kanye stand when he came in. Like, he was on all Kanye shit. He was on the Pablo album. But that shit really didn't do nothing for him as far as, like, keeping him in it. Because once it was time to stand on your own shit, you didn't have the legs.
Yeah.
Some of the, a little grind, and I'm number one for grind, hustle. But you're going to need a little bit of favor and luck, too.
You're going to need a lot of favors and luck. But get what? That favors and luck come when a nigga see you grinding.
Yeah, true, for sure. True. It come together.
It, whatever, like I said, you put that shit in, bro, it going to come back out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm just trying to tell a nigga, like, bro, if you put in the work, bro, that shit going to work.
Mm-hmm.
You sitting around saying, well, another motherfucker ain't doing for you. And damn, man, if I just had this, if I just had that, that's going to be a long road. Mm-hmm. It can work, but I ain't too tough seeing nigga that shit working on niggas. I see a lot of niggas sitting around with their lap empty, waiting on something to fall in. Real shit.
Big Facts Fridays, www.bigfactspod.com. I hope everybody got some game today on Big Facts Fridays. Y'all be safe out there.
Salute. Your shit.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
In the pressure cooker of the NBA playoffs, there's no room to fake it.
Every pass, shot, and dribble is immediately consequential.
The playoffs are the time for the real.
Real stakes, real emotions, real sweat, blood, and tears, real legacies.
Which teams will rise from the chaos? Which teams will conquer?
Which team is going to make this year their year?
You already know when and where to find these moments of unscripted pure entertainment.
Don't miss 1 minute of the action. Tune into the NBA playoffs on ESPN and ABC.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.